under, or was it under?
It was around. Like, those things close up, and I'm speaking from personal experience, those things close up so fast, you're not sure until you get a guy who knows what he's doing to look at it. So he walked around. He walked out of here under his own power, and but it was in the eye area, yeah.
How about the rest of your injured guys? Can you give us an update where everybody's at?
So Eric O'Dell is probably, he's in the week-to-week kind of situation right now. Everybody else is really day-to-day, and we're being really cautious about it. So I think we're talking about Postma, Bufflin, Kane as three guys who didn't skate today. I don't have them in the lineup tomorrow. All three could play in Edmonton.
Is that
Stewart is in that group too.
Okay. That second group that we saw had more veterans.
That's pretty almost bang on the game group. That's with the exception of the goalies, because we do it differently for shots and things like that. The skaters and the D is you know, right there.
Okay. See this as an opportunity for Nick Ehlers to maybe play with some more experienced guys?
Yeah, you know, so yeah, that's part of it. But he played with Matthew Perreault and Nick Petan, and so he's had good center icemen. So it's not this was just, you know, Bufflin's not going, Kane's not going. They deserve an opportunity to play there. We'll keep other people to play with people they might play in the National Hockey League with. So yeah, looking forward to it. But I've enjoyed his play, he, Nicky and Adam. I like what they do out there.
Say with Adam, what do you want to see from him on the wing?
The same thing we saw in the first two games, just a real good recognition, a little more of a comfort level. He'll play with a couple of guys that he's going to have to work real hard to keep up to, which is good, and we'll see how he reads off that.
You talked maybe this morning, we maybe caught a little glimpse. Was there some punitive element to the extra skate? I thought I heard something about checking your watch.
Oh, that's just my own personal issue. Yeah, some things we just keep to ourselves. And some of it was just, so I felt they needed to skate based on the sharpness of their first 50 minutes. They didn't get it going. They had an hour to get it going. Not all of them got it going, so we used the last half hour to work on something.
Sure. So
Pav's going to go, and Taylor's going to back up.
Okay. The whole game possible? Or?
Same kind of feel, yeah. You know, if it's all feel and if he feels good. So somewhere between 30 and 60, yeah.
Seen him, what does he need to show you during this training camp?
That he's getting better, you know, that so Eric worked hard this summer. I think he's reading the game. I liked his game the other night, and he'll get back in the Edmonton game, and when he gets that opportunity, you know, it's like there's a lot of guys fighting for a limited number of jobs, so they just need to, they need to be here in shape, and he is, so he's passed that first test, and then he needs to have something good happen for him in the exhibition games.
What a young guy like J.C. LaPont, you haven't seen him a whole lot.
Right.
What do you want to see from him? I know he's sort of a guy that likes to get involved, I guess.
Right, so I just want to see who he is, you know, and what he brings to the table. And saw him in the American League a little bit last year. And based on reports from Keith and the pro staff, they feel he deserves the opportunity to play in an exhibition game. And every year, a guy like he's got to fight his way into the National Hockey League. I'm not talking about dropping the gloves. I mean, he's going to get some exhibition games, and then he has to get to the point that he's kind of the first call-up based on his play, and he'll get his game and just fight your way into the league.
Slater, get the green light then?
Yeah, Jimmy's going.
Games do you want to have where you have your set lineup, like exhibition games where it's all...
You know what's funny about exhibition? You almost never get... It's a great plan. You almost never get to it, right? Because you... So three or four is the number that I like, but they don't have to be all together. Like, you want your lines together for three of them, maybe four, but it just never, ever happens. So we'll be fairly close in the last three games. When you look at Ottawa into Calgary, we won't have... You know, the guys we know about play all three, but we'll have a lot of them play all three. We'll be fairly close to our group in those last three.
Do you need the game like that for yourself and for the team just to get the flow of, like, rolling the lines and everything like that?
Sure. Not so much from my point of view, because you end up coaching. Like, you look at the end of the regular season last year, we were somewhere between 9 and 11 guys out on any given night. So you're used to it, but you want to... You want to get the lines together so you at least have a chance to judge who you're going to play them against. You know, get a feel for the line and the matchup that you're looking for, the kind of defense you want them out against.
How do you think Kletsam handled the right side the other night?
I'm sorry, the first part?
How do you think Klitsam handled playing on the offside?
Tough handle for me. I just wanted to see him over there because there's opportunities, you know, there's just to play. Anybody that can play their offside has a bit of a leg up. He was fine. First game back in an off, a long time on his offside. He was fine.
Do you have a number of games you'd like to see him play in the preseason?
No, so we've got quite a bit of competition rolling in here for the 5-6 spot on our team, so I need to get everybody in to give them all a reasonably fair chance to say that they had a chance.
Do you have a impression on Brennan Kitchen, sort of further to that point?
You know, Kitchen and O'Neill, right, for me, the first time I saw them play in an NHL exhibition game, I was comfortable with them. You know, I thought they moved pretty well, so both those guys will have to do kind of what they're doing. They got to go to the American Hockey League and fight their way up the food chain until they get the first call.
What do you see as Brennan's biggest strengths, your attributes?
I think kind of an all-around game is what I saw. He was quick to get to the puck. He closed the gap pretty good, and he moved the puck when he had the opportunity to. We've thrown a bunch of new stuff at our defense, so I was happy with what I saw him pick up, which is true of Will as well. Like, I thought those guys were positionally pretty solid.
First time in this preseason you've got a road game. What's that day going to be like for everybody tomorrow with skating and traveling?
Yeah, it's just out of our routine more. It's kind of a, well, especially for the coaches, you do your morning skate and then you have to skate the second group and it's a mad dash to the airplane. In a perfect world, to be honest with you, this is the way every road game would be played, that you just fly in and play it. I mean, I think we'd all love that. Spending the extra day on the road gets a little bit tiring after a while. So I like them. You know, if we could, health-wise, we just play every night. You know, put different people in there because you enjoy it. It's what you do. I like the road games and exhibition more than the home games.